anyone can hear this, we found them. We'd been lost, wandering for days. It seemed like the whole world had disappeared. And then we met a man, and he told us that they had all gone. All gone to AwesomeCon.
Everyone's at AwesomeCon. The district's comic and pop culture convention is back. William Shatner, George Takei, WWE World Champion Seth Rollins, and more. May 29th through 30th at the Washington Convention Center. Buy tickets now at AwesomeCon.com.
Said vengeance is his, but I'ma do it first. I'm gonna handle my business in the name of the law. Oh, now if he made you cry, oh, I gotta know. If he's not ready to die, he best prepare for it. My judgment's divine, I'll tell you who you can call. You can call.
Oh, yes, yes. We're back. Three times in 1 week. That's right. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you guys are listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show. How's it going, Carolyn?
Great. I loved your AwesomeCon commercial that we just listened to.
Exclusive.
And yeah, and like just earlier in the past two episodes, we interviewed the voices of that AwesomeCon commercial, which would be Ulysses and Joey. So great to have them on the show. And today we have a special guest in the studio. It's been a long time since he's been in the studio, but he's back.
But it seemed like the perfect time.
It's the perfect time. Because you know what? He has something to say.
Something to
officially
say.
Carlos, welcome to the Carolyn and Joe Show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Very excited to be in the studio.
I love that we had to, we were texting back and forth, trying to make this happen. The fight of the century is happening. It's happening pretty much when this airs. It's happening tomorrow, Saturday, May 2nd. And you're like, dude, we got to talk about this show.
We got to talk about it. I'm still in disbelief. May 2nd is nearly upon us.
This is something I feel like, you know, almost like since we've been in college.
Yeah.
This is like the end. This is almost like the end of the Star Wars trilogy, even though Star Wars is coming back. But this is like, oh my God, this is what we've been wanting to see.
How do you feel about this fight finally occurring? Because it is, ever since college, we've been talking about this.
I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty happy, but it feels like it's going to be expensive. I don't even know where I'm going to see it. I have no idea.
Hooters.
I'm going to Hooters to see it.
It's a great option.
What are options for you to see the Manny Pacquiao Mayweather fight? What were you planning on doing? Family or you're going out?
Man, it's a tough one because there are options, and a lot of them seem so fun on paper.
You know, there's good wings, too.
There's great wings. Then you start to think that a fight of this magnitude, of this anticipation, all this waiting, do you really want to hear drunk mother effers arguing about it? You can't hear, can't pay attention. You know, so then part of me wants to order it myself and lock up the doors and windows.
How much is this cost on pay-per-view?
How much is the Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao fight?
I've never ordered a boxing fight.
Fight of the century.
The days of a $49.99 pay-per-view are over. This one is going to go over $100.
What?
Yeah.
I hope it's not like 15 seconds like that chick.
That would be hilarious.
But wait, time for Carolyn's news. We'll get back into it.
Okay, speaking of May 2nd, because it is the ultimate day of fight.
The ultimate day of fight?
Carolyn and Joe, which is us, we will be at the Amazing Comic Shop, which is formerly Laughing Ogre, which is formerly Phoenix Comics, in the University Mall in Fairfax, Virginia. It's going to be exciting, and it's Free Comic Book Day. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Free Comic Book Day, it's a day of fight as well. It's a really important day because, you know, you can go to your local comic book store and get free comics. I don't know what's much better than that, because they always say nothing's free, but you know what? That is really free. You can walk in and get, you know, you don't get a choice of any comic book, but you get their provided books that are featured for this year's Free Comic Book Day. And they're all really exciting, and a lot of local stores have cool events going on, like how awesome the Amazing Comic Shop will be having Joe and I, and apparently also podcasting and a whole bunch of other fun events going on. And I know other local shops have, like, you know, are some type of like art festivals or auctions and drawings, and it's just a great day to be at your local comic book store. So check us out this Saturday, May 2nd. And also this month, as you well know from the intro, May 29th through 31st, Joe and I will be at AwesomeCon DC at the DC Convention Center. So we hope to see you there. That's my main news.
AwesomeCon sounds awesome.
It sounds awesome.
I want to be there.
Yeah, I mean, my voice.
Clear it back up.
Hello. Okay.
Hi, Lisa.
My glasses. My cat's breath smells like cat poop or whatever. Cat food. I don't remember what he said. Anyway, yes, my voice is back. This I'm looking forward to May 2nd. There's like so many things on this day. It's like Free Comic Book Day.
And you're doing like sketches and signings and what?
And we'll be selling our stuff.
I'm probably going in unadvertised as usual.
But you know what?
Unsanctioned.
We're advertising it here.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
Screw sanctioning fees anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Who needs those?
It'll be exciting. It's always a good time. And but yeah, also, I guess, apparently it's also the Kentucky Derby, so that's a fight as well.
There's a lot of stuff happening this weekend, man. You got the
weekend.
The Avengers, Free Comic Book Day.
Holy shit. Thank you for reminding me of the Avengers.
By this time when this show airs, you can watch it. It starts Thursday night, probably Wednesday. It's already out, and if we're in another country, we can see it, but not in America. Not yet.
Well, I know a few pirates. Maybe we could see. Let's double dip. Let's watch the Avengers on Friday.
We could try.
I think I'm a host, so you guys could come over and watch it.
What? The Avengers?
No, not the Avengers.
I was like, are you going to boot like that?
Give away my connects.
What are the news we got, Carolyn?
That's pretty much it. Like for this month, I could go in further with the tour. We'll definitely be just in the future for your future reference as you pull out your calendars. We're going to be in September. We're going to be at Small Press Expo and Baltimore Comic Con. And then in October, we'll be at New York Comic Con. And on Halloween, October 31st, we will be returning with the Cartoonist Draw Blood event, where we work with the American Red Cross, and you can come and donate your blood just like normal, and it's not going to be cartoonists stabbing you with, you know, their utensils. It's all handled properly through American Red Cross, but what we will do for you is we will draw for you. So that's on Halloween, and it'll be a spooky good time, and we'll be taking your blood.
I donate blood. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you do it last time?
I don't think I did.
No.
Opportunity is there, sir.
I know.
Opportunity is there.
I think it is it's an awesome pun.
Yeah.
We will draw.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So I personally think it's amazing that you texted me and were like, we gotta get this podcast going. we gotta talk about the fight.
You took
We gotta talk about Manny Pacquiao. Yes. You know, it's like it's literally for years we've been talking about Manny Pacquiao, but now the fight has happened, it's here. Carlos, you're on the podcast wanting to talk about it. I'm excited. Are you excited about the fight?
I'm pretty excited. Still a little bit in disbelief about it, but it's here. And it's pretty amazing.
All right. Let's go to the history.
Yeah, to the history books.
To the history books. Since college. We used to talk about Manny Pacquiao and boxing, like, because it's no secret, you know, we both exist in the same apartment.
Yeah.
And that's because of you. I'd like to think that I had a place to stay. Yeah. I had an apartment because of you.
Well, the best roommate. It's cool.
But like, there'll be times where we would literally talk about boxing. Like, I don't even, were we just not doing anything? You know, did we just not have class? And we're just like, dude, man, that, you know, we would just size up because you knew the science. You know what I mean? You knew the science of boxing. You were seriously.
Yeah, I had no other choice, man. I couldn't really, I failed the practical. I couldn't do it.
So. Yeah.
You kind of just delve in and appreciate that part of it. But I remember there were discussions after almost all of those fights.
Yeah.
Even with your brother.
I feel like I'm going to kill that guy. But the infestation. But it's what's really great was, to me, you know, and it wasn't really like a Filipino pride thing, though. People can literally...
I really do think...
Yeah.
I mean, honestly,
you
though...
You got called.
But like, no, but
I don't know about it with you 100%, though, but like, all the Filipinos...
No, but I'm saying for me, not...
They're like, he's like their Jesus or something.
He is.
But like, isn't that what happens, like, Carlos... With countries and sports and people, and that's why you have the Olympics. But now, like,
now the power of patriotism is amazing. And then when you have a real life embodiment of the entertainment value of like WWE, but it's not WWE.
Yeah,
this Money Mayweather persona taken to the fullest. I mean, it's amazing to make the amount of money he's made by being hated.
A heel. People need that, the bad guy.
Yeah.
A genuine heel.
Now let's break it down. Are you, or were you, or were you ever a fan of Floyd Mayweather Jr.?
Junior. Floyd Mayweather Jr. It's
because
funny.
Because that's his senior, his, the trainer, his dad, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's funny that there are many who are convinced that I am. That you know, I just love Floyd Mayweather.
Really? There's people who think that you love
him? Yeah. That's my guy. I mean, it's just the hatred towards him became so strong that I accidentally became an apologist, I think. Yeah, at some point, somewhere along the way it happened.
For people who don't know, because now if you think about it, there's almost like a whole, like, what's 8 years, right? Well, they never fought.
No, yeah. So they never fought. I mean, the talks became serious, and like the whole sport really wanted that fight.
But
since
like,
about 2009.
And if you think about it, that's like almost like a whole high school, like four years. So people might not even know the history. Or of these two guys,
you
know, if you think
educate.
About it. Yeah, like what is, like, to Floyd Mayweather. So if you're people say you're a fan of that, is what would be the reasons? Is he good? Is he that good? For people who don't even listen to boxing or watch boxing.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things about this fight, that, you know, it has caught the intrigue of many, you know, casual boxing fans or maybe non.
Yeah.
But it's that big. And Manny Pacquiao is that big of a figure. He's more than an athlete. I mean, he's a savior for most of
the
world.
He's the savior.
A whole country.
Yeah, I mean, a whole continent. I think so.
Is that a continent?
Know? I mean, just all of Asia,
all of
Southeast
Asia.
All of, yeah.
Asia.
Pacific Islander.
You know, he's the humble guy who's always smiling, always, you know,
who doesn't pay his taxes?
Yes, that we don't talk about.
Oh yeah, you know? Yeah.
Come on, that's
sorry.
Well,
those
but he's paid.
You must be a Mayweather fan to even mention that. You know, what are you doing?
Well, Mayweather's had. We'll get to that later. We'll get to all the trouble stuff later.
Well, I'm actually impressed with all the Manny Pacquiao swag that the Philippines produces, because it's I know that country, they're very happy people, but when it comes down to it, there's also some very poor people that live there, and so I also know that the divide between rich and poor is like very extreme there. They're kind of like, I mean, I don't really know enough to say, but it feels like there's not like a middle class like how there is in America.
Third world country, mismanaged, you know, poverty.
It's either like you're rich or you're really, really,
really poor,
and most people are really, really poor.
That is how the third world.
That's
you know.
How the third world runs. And then when you have these figures, whether it's athletes or whoever, artists that you know, break through poverty and can represent that class, I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's major. And what Pacquiao has done in his career has been some amazing stuff. I mean, he was named the fighter of the decade.
The decade, so that would be what?
For a reason.
That's
the 2000s until like 2010.
Okay.
Despite Floyd Mayweather being ranked pound for pound number one through that. And maybe that should be explained. See,
yeah, please
boxing
is, you gotta explain that to me.
Boxing is one of these sports where clearly I, as a boxer, if I were one, which I'm not.
But one day.
No. Take a look at me. But
we're just talking
I
about how like our knees are cracking.
I almost dislocated my knee on the way here. But I would fight someone in my weight class or near my weight class. That's just how it works, you know, the whole size disparity. So the pundits, the experts, the writers.
They say the pundits?
Yeah.
Wait, is that a positive or negative?
That's what they are. Oh, people who comment.
That sound
people
all right. Because that sound like such a negative. Those pundits.
Those bitch ass motherfuckers. They come up with this list that, in essence, it says if everything were even, if everyone were the same size, you know. So forget Mike Tyson is a heavyweight and Manny Pacquiao is a lightweight. If they were the same size, looking at their skill set, their talents, their abilities. And then they take some tangible stuff like their record, who they have fought. Considering all that stuff, they come up with this list of who pound for pound would be the best. So it's kind of arbitrary, but you know, it's interesting.
And also it's always
like a power ranking.
It's crazy because then you see like the pound for pound, you see all the fighting, but then you look at Manny Pacquiao and you look at Floyd Mayweather. They're not really tall guys.
No, they're
not even like big dudes either. It's like they're.
See, it's like
what are the stats? Do we know their height and weight?
Because that what weight class are they like weights? What are they in right now?
They are in the world of welterweight.
But like I mean, but in what?
What they weigh 150? In at? Yeah. No, what they weigh in at is 147.
And you know that's
the weight limit.
And that's not even a lot.
That's not even a lot. And but what's funny?
It's pretty tiny.
What's funny is that. That, like a welterweight, will decapitate a 200-pound regular Joe.
Yeah.
You know, it's
because that's like just pure muscle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, their physique.
That's
I mean,
why they're just, lean and trim.
They're and pretty they just, lean and trim. Yeah. And then, you know, a lot of them, they work their way down to that weight and then, you know, hydrate up to, you know, somewhere around mid-150s or 160. Except Floyd Mayweather, who trains all year and walks around at that weight already.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's what's happened here is kind of a phenomenon in a sense where you don't always have the number one pound for pound fighter and number two pound for pound fighter be anywhere near each other in regards to size. But it happened here.
Yeah.
It's like these are the two best. And then throughout all these years, because going way back in time to 1998, that's when each one of them won their first world title. And ever since they won that first one, they've always been either the title holder or like just there in that type of company.
And you know what's funny?
So they've always been at the top of the game.
Yeah, and you know what's going to be interesting if I can find a way to watch this match without paying paying a lot is that, you know, I've never seen a whole Floyd Mayweather fight. I've never seen a whole entire Floyd Mayweather
it's
fight.
It's too boring for a lot of people.
Maybe that's what it is, man.
I mean, it could be.
Is he, like, not a very entertaining dude? Or all I know is that he did a couple appearances on WWE. That's all I know.
That's probably the most entertaining thing he did, right? And I was still pissed off that he won that.
I mean, you know, no. Coming up, he's had some electric performances. And, I mean, you know, he is the guy that, love him or hate him, people pay to watch it. You know, a lot might pay to see him finally knocked out.
Yeah.
And that's what they're hoping for on Saturday.
And that's yet to happen, right?
Yeah, it's yet to happen. You know, I would love for one of the two to be flat on their face on Saturday. That would be great, you know?
So you're just for a good match.
I'm for a good match, even though people are convinced that I'm a Mayweather guy.
Well, I still don't understand where that comes from. Just because you apologize for him?
Listen, all the animosity there's been between Floyd and Manny... And then they're two corners. Their trainers don't like each other.
Do they still have that train? Does Manny Pacquiao still have that trainer that looks like Bruce Timm?
Yeah.
The blonde dude?
Yeah, absolutely. Roach, Freddie Roach?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
He's the guy that's talking the most trash, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's usually the... Because you can't really hear Pacquiao talk trash.
You know, I got love for Freddie Roach. I saw him get inducted to the Hall of Fame.
In person?
Yeah.
Nice.
Up in New York.
Wow.
Which was cool. I mean, it's like all these people I respect. Like, you know, greatly. I'm fans of all of them, really, because of what they do. But, you know, all the animosity that there has been between everyone does not compare to the animosity between the fan bases.
Yeah.
Floyd fans and Manny Pacquiao fans can't be near each other. You know, it's like you can't click on any link on YouTube regarding either one of them
mm-hmm.
without it just... devolving into racial epithets. And just,
oh my god!
I mean, it's just
so basically, what's going to happen is during the fight, like the crowd will be fighting too, and it will be like fights break out everywhere.
It's very possible, especially if you know controversial stuff happens. But you know, that's the drama. That's the arena. That's what people want to see.
Now, where's the fight? Vegas?
Yeah, it's going to be in Vegas.
Okay.
Definitely in Vegas. The
at
world,
MGM or
at MGM. Okay. That's I mean, Floyd's
I guess
house.
That's the man. Or I guess do they do it at Caesar's Palace or is it always MGM?
I mean, they can, but Floyd always fights at MGM. Okay. I mean, he's, you know, contractually there. He's under contract with Showtime. So there was so many barriers for this fight to be made.
So basically this fight just even happening is a miracle.
It's yeah. a damn miracle.
Yeah.
It's a damn miracle. I mean, it's like there were so many points against it ever happening, including the fact that Floyd fights for Showtime and Manny Pacquiao is an HBO guy. So you're talking about two rich asshole CEOs having to sit at a table and agree on something. And then, you know, Manny Pacquiao's promoter, there's a long history of hatred towards Floyd and whoever he's working with. Floyd promotes himself. You know, Floyd kind of is boxing right now. He broke the template. And, you know, you gotta respect
it. Which is funny because he still say his matches are boring. You know what I mean?
I mean, to me, they aren't.
How would you describe the Floyd's fighting style?
I mean, he's a defensive wizard. His ring IQ is above his peers. And you know, he just fights that way.
So he's literally... For common folk, he's not there to brawl. He's there to box. He's there to do the math.
He's there to do the math. And he doesn't mind taking the safe route to the victory. Although it's just funny. Anytime his feet are put to the fire, you know, it comes out. The fangs come out. You're like, damn, this guy's a dragon.
Yeah.
Like, and he'll adapt to anything. If he's being muscled, he'll out-muscle. He'll fight on the inside. He'll fight on the outside. I mean,
so that's what's good. Then he's well rounded.
He's very well rounded.
And how do you compare that to Manny Pacquiao's fighting style?
Manny Pacquiao is a crowd pleaser. I mean, he's Rocky. You know,
yeah.
He's the one when he starts fighting the strings. You hear the strings in the background. You know, they just inspire you. He's fighting for his country. He's fighting for his people.
Because you can see it too. You can see
he
the
goes
drama
out
they
on
bring.
His shield. You know, he the passion, everything. You know, so Manny is the counterpart. Blistering speed, power in both hands, and knockouts. Even though it hasn't been recently, but that's how they're selling this fight.
And I think that might be the scary part about that too. It's because now, like, because we've seen the journey of, I feel like, of Manny Pacquiao. First time I ever saw him was during the Tyson and
that era. When his hair was bleached blonde.
Now what's his name, man? Now I forgot who did Tyson face that night. Remember that he lost. It was the British dude, the British fighter.
Lennox Lewis.
Yeah. That was the first time I saw him. Yeah, and he had little frosted tips in his hair. Yeah. That's the first time I saw him. And it was amazing because back then people would say like, oh, he's great, but I don't know yet. He doesn't.
Yeah, he was really raw, which is why Freddie Roach.
Was he training him at that time?
No. It's like he picked him up.
He picked him up there. Okay.
Because it's like what you saw is what Freddie saw. But, you know, Freddie is a good enough teacher,
scout,
trainer.
Yeah, he sees potential.
But he took him in almost like a child, really. And he turned someone who's like, you know, super talented and really good and has made him into just a great. You know, he's already in the history books in terms of what he's accomplished.
And at that time, when I saw that match, I forget what year it was, but where was Floyd Mayweather at that time?
Floyd had already cleaned out lightweight.
So he was already like at the top of... The crop at that point.
Floyd turned professional after the Olympics. And
oh, he's an Olympic. Okay, he comes from the Olympics.
Olympian.
Okay.
Yeah, he's an Olympian.
So he had the box for points.
Yeah. Yeah, so exactly. Yeah.
That's probably why he does the math and all that. He's probably used to it.
Yeah, I mean, but he was, you know, he was just brought up on boxing. You know, his father was a boxer. His uncle was a boxer.
So he's like a Guerrero.
Something like that. Why not? That's type of background where Manny kind of just found a vocation to not starve or, you know, corrupt.
It's all they knew, right?
I guess so.
I don't even know. So Manny Pacquiao, like, what he was like a he wasn't. I forget how deep into it because before he was already a fighter. Like he was fighting. He was like a kickboxer or something like that, right?
No, I think it was just straight boxing always.
Okay. Because for some reason, I always thought I heard, like, oh, he had, like, a little bit of other influence, too. Of, like, it was, you know, some other type of...
You would think so.
Maybe. Like, but always the stories they tell us is he just comes from the streets. Yeah. Some of the natives and stuff like that. So that's interesting too.
I mean, it's like the buildup has been cool. It's been unique. I mean, but nowadays, as we approach May 2nd, most people kind of just know that there's two big superstars.
Yeah.
They don't understand, you know, what the big deal is, why one side hates the other. But they're like, I kind of like Manny. You know, he seems nice. And this other guy, he's like full of himself. He's mm-hmm. arrogant and whatnot.
So what brought on the hate for him to
Mayweather.
At first I was going to call him Mayflower.
Lloyd Mayflower.
So Mayflower. Mayflower kind of started thinking very businesslike and had a clear idea of where he wanted to go with his career. And his eyes were locked on Oscar De La Hoya, who at that time was the money guy.
Yeah.
In the sport. He was the
What year is this?
When did they fight? 2008?
Okay.
Something like that. So Floyd kind of drew out his path to De La Hoya, and it was kind of safe getting there in terms of who he was selecting. Mm-hmm. People started to think, this guy's kind of cherry picking.
But when you're at that level, shouldn't you cherry pick or should you not?
I mean, fiscally speaking.
So he's looking at the who's going to bring the dollars,
smart,
right?
But a fan isn't going to respect that.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you claim to be the best or pound for pound number one. So Floyd moved up in weight, which is what Pacquiao, you know, has done. They were small guys and they're moving up to fight these bigger guys for more money. And, you know, Floyd does it, fights De La Hoya, beats him. And, you know, now he's a name. He's a household name,
yeah.
Which is what he wanted. Getting there is when the switch was flipped. Because he was pretty boy Floyd, you know, the Olympian, the clean-cut guy, always smiling. And all of a sudden, this money Mayweather starts appearing.
Now, was that fight a big money fight?
It was a big money fight. It broke pay-per-view records.
Was he not making lots of money at that point before that?
He was, but he was under contract to Bob Arum, who promotes Manny Pacquiao.
Okay.
And Bob Arum, the only way people remember him really is that he, in the Don King era, he's the white guy. You know, but it's like that.
That's how it always is in boxing. Yeah. Who's the white guy?
He was the white guy, the white promoter who was, you know, just as bad as Don King, in my opinion. No disrespect to anyone. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, cut from the same cloth type of thing in terms of that.
They're still, you know, promoters.
Promoters.
You know what I mean? They're trying to get the most, trying to get money.
But see, Floyd's wherewithal and his, like, forward thinking, he bought himself out of his contract with Bob Arum back then. He paid about $750,000, somewhere around there, to buy himself out. And so he's free from Bob Arum. He's doing his own thing. And looking back, it was the right move. It's like he makes stupid money. He's going to make like $184 million on Saturday.
What? Win or lose?
Not this year.
What?
On just, Saturday.
Just one day.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but he's worked probably hard to put that all in motion, but it's still a lot of money.
It was
even $1 million.
Ingenious. It was ingenious. I mean, to just...
Oh, my God.
It's like you look back then and see everything up until now, and it's almost laughable that, you know, he just mapped it out and did it. However, in doing that, there's this skinny Filipino phenom that is doing it the way that fans respond to.
Like the classic fighter style. Just
the classic junk.
Just fighting it out.
Fighting it out, taking on everybody. Taking on everybody on the way up. Even though some of those have asterisks.
So what you're saying, this is like Rocky versus Apollo Creed. This is what it's looking like.
It might as well be. Yeah.
What type of money is at stake for the winner on Saturday?
Honestly, at stake, I mean, there's no money really at risk. They're both
banking.
So this is basically just for name, bragging rights.
Pride.
I mean, it's for a lot because what has happened.
To basically be like straight up the best.
The best.
No questions asked.
No
Whoever
questions
wins
asked.
Is the best.
This will determine who the best. Because the two best and the two biggest superstars of the sport. Because a lot of times the best is some boring guy who's just technically good, but you just can't market him.
Yeah.
But the two biggest marketable people in the same weight class. Because the other thing that's happened since in the last 6 years is that everybody else who's really good, like Miguel Cotto, was around those weight classes. Yeah. Antonio Margarito defended his belt a few times. There was this guy named Joshua Clady, who was in the... A lot of people... Shane Mosley, De La Hoya. All these people have kind of fought each other, beat each other, and eliminated each other. It was just this damn fight that would never come about. It would never come to fruition to decide who is the best. And it's like, the hell, it's going to happen.
It's happening. This is the dream matchup right there. That's what it is. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
I mean, there were years where people were just like, it's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. Don't even worry. Don't even talk about it anymore.
I got to the point where I didn't want it to happen.
you're like, I'm so tired of this shit. Yeah. You're like, you're just toying with us forever. You want to go over here and do politics and you want to wrestle in the WWE for one match?
Exactly.
Fine.
Cherry pick this. And then, you know, he got pissed off. Floyd did. And they said, okay, 50-50, let's fight. Because his whole thing is like, man, who are you?
That's the thing.
I've been at the top. I'm not splitting 50-50 with you.
Yeah, and that,
you're the B-side.
I feel like that's what it is. It's like that came down to that pride.
Their argument was
it came down to business.
We're the people's champ. People love us.
Yeah.
So 50-50 or nothing. And he made the offer contingent on Olympic style blood testing.
Olympic style, guys.
And you already know Manny's answer to that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's not standard. And you know, Floyd was like, we're both in this business. We know that the standard boxing blood testing is bullshit and easy to cheat. So Olympic style, we'll both do it. And Pacquiao's side said no. And for 6 years, there's been, you know, just feces thrown from one side to the other.
It's unique. It's a unique situation because I look at it, yeah, it's the pride and there's money, but it's also like, it's these political power plays. It's like, well, if I give in to your demands, then you're the powerful one. And then you should get the bigger bill. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. It's like, well, if you get these rules, then it's me saying like, you know, it's like, say, Carlos, you walk up to me and you're like, hey, can you move her over a little bit so I can sit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And me, if I were just to be a move over,
you're a bitch.
Sit, now I'm a bitch. It's like that's what it is.
You want to be the alpha male.
Exactly. As opposed to be like, oh, how about you just take the seat next to me? And then now you're the bitch. You know, it's just a chair, but no, like
nobody wants to. I mean, but however, I mean, it's looking at it as a business. I mean, you should understand when there's an A side, you know. So if I'm Manny, and this is just opinion, if I'm Manny and I feel that I could kick your ass, it's like, I don't care if you want 80-20. I'll give it to you. And when I whoop your ass in the rematch, I'll get 80-20.
But I feel
that's
like...
That's how I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, but also I feel like if you, with Manny Pacquiao, when you have like a whole nation behind you being like, well, now he in the political game too, how the like vicious game that is. They're like, well, he let him sit in his chair. That's not right. You know what I mean?
I mean, all I can say about that is there was a 50-50 offer.
And this should be a 50-50. Why not?
They turned it down. You know, I'm not saying Manny.
Yeah.
But there was, you know, he has managers, advisors, a promoter who hates Floyd.
A committee. Yeah.
A committee. So they, not he, they turned it down. A few years later, talks came up again. And, you know, Floyd isn't dumb. He knows that the most Manny, up until that point, if I'm not wrong, the most he had made in one fight was like $8 million. And this is prior to paying out whoever. Yeah. And he said, Manny, sign the contract to fight me, and I will give you $40. I mean, I know.
That's Jim Carrey money.
I'll give you $40. And they said no again, because it's like, but what about the pay-per-view split?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's not bad business because, of course, there's going to be a lot of pay-per-view revenue.
Yeah.
And Floyd was like, fuck you. This was after he had, you know, got a couple losses, Manny. So his
now you're like, okay, now it's coming down a little bit.
So he's like, here's 40. They said no. And now in 2015, 6 years later, 5 years later, they are accepting what was offered back then. So, I mean, that's almost like a closing argument. Like, what happened back then? I don't know.
Well, maybe it's one of those, it's a thought process of like, well, I can't really fight forever. You know, we need to get at least one good payday before we just stop.
A lot of critics bring up what this Mayflower fan over here brought up.
I'm going to call him Mayflower.
It's like the IRS, I think, started calling. It's like, hey, listen, we're not kidding. Like, okay.
Then Manny has to pay up.
I mean, who knows? I mean, that's what a lot of critics say, you know, but...
You think in his committee, someone will be dedicated to taking care of that part?
It's like, I point at Bob Arum, you know, it's just... It's just a history since the 80s of just, you know, boxers that you wish things had turned out differently.
But is that the only negative towards Manny Pacquiao that they have? It's like, okay, the tax thing. There's they always bring up something.
I mean, it's
they
just
try to break him so hard.
I mean, if they try to break him, that's what they do to Mayweather.
But isn't he like a politician now in the Philippines?
Oh, yeah.
Now?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, what I mean, I think it is a little bit, and I don't know what the current story is, if he's paid it or not, but I think it is a little bit hypocritical if you are a politician and you're telling the people what to do, but then you're not paying your own taxes. I would be offended by that. Like, even if we had like our own state governor or, you know, or something, or like any local representative that's directly to you, I would be like, oh, so you're not paying your taxes, but I am.
Tax evasion is serious.
Like, and then I'm like, yeah, you know, it just is no good.
No, but were these American taxes or Filipino taxes?
Both. But
how do you just not pay? I mean, I can understand not paying taxes.
I mean, that's maybe like I understand his mentality of growing up poor and all that. And yeah, he was like, I'm not even going to pay. But then if you're making that much money, you're a national figure and you're a politician, you can't
act like that. A recording artist.
Yeah.
And
yeah. But let's not forget.
You could get those songs on iTunes.
I'm just saying.
He sings his own theme song.
I'm just saying you need to be after a certain point. I know a lot of famous people are like, oh, I'm not a role model. Don't look up to me. But you know. You are a public figure, so you gotta realize.
Playing devil's advocate, a lot of people say that Manny is extremely trusting and gullible, like extremely.
I mean, if you look at him, he sort of looks like he would be.
It looks like he is too.
He has a goofiness about him that's like, okay, well, yeah, I'm gonna sing my own theme song because people like it. Why not?
He giggles his way through jokes that he says. I mean, he's a lovable guy, and that's what people say happened. I mean, I don't know. I'm not ready to say it didn't or that it did, but there are tax issues, like serious ones.
Yeah. That's like the one thing, like, you know, you can, you know, whatever, play your games or whatever, but the one thing that you really can't play around with is IRS, you know?
I mean, it's like that makes you scratch your head, you know, not wanting to test, you know?
That, I was going to ask a follow-up about that.
Sure.
So, like, Mayflower has, like, he requested to, as you were explaining, to have a
Olympic-style
testing for blood test for drugs and all that.
Well, so what is that? What is that Olympic-style?
And Pacquiao kept turning it down. Like, yeah. I personally have a problem with that. Like, it feels like if it's like, well, if you're going to compete with me, like, it's like, let's do this clean.
I want a clean fight. Yeah. I mean, it's like, look... Pacquiao is too nice, gullible, and trusting. Mayweather is a fool when it comes to communication and how he expresses himself. So anytime he would be on ESPN or whatever, it became into like a pissing match, and like just pride and ego would show up, yelling, cursing. It wouldn't go well. But his message was kind of just basic and clear. It's like, if he wants to fight, I want it to be clean.
Yeah.
So are you accusing him of using performance enhancing drugs? It's like, I'm not saying anything except that I want it to be clean.
Yeah.
But what makes you a commissioner? If they have standard testing, why are you imposing, you know, stronger testing than that? And what Olympic style testing is means that they will show up randomly. You don't know if once in your training camp or seven times in your training camp, and they will test.
Oh, okay.
Urine and blood. So, you know.
And when you take blood away, though, that also like weakens you.
That's only for like 12 hours.
Well, if they can just randomly keep doing it though, right?
But what the amount?
I can see a mafia
style.
They're not taking blood. Keep on taking this blood.
No, the amount. They're not taking like a pint or something.
Exactly the amount. If I remember correctly, don't quote me. I think it's like 1/8 of a teaspoon is the amount that.
It's just like, have you ever gotten your blood taken before in a doctor's office?
Yeah, they took a lot.
No, they don't.
What the hell were you being screened for?
They take like a little syringe, like a little.
You just have like one physical a year, so they take like three or four of those vials spin. No. This is just...
They're trying to clone me.
It's not like at the blood drive, they take a pint at the blood drive. I think when you donate blood, you're supposed to do it. It's not like every
Which I will
week.
Do with you cartoonists at Halloween. Blood.
And but, Halloween. And but yeah, it's but I don't know the exact timeline, but it's not like you're supposed to do that even every month, you know. Like,
and actually, that came up. He was like, "What if they come the day of the fight or the day before?" And they amended it to say that it would be random throughout camp, except the week of the fight.
Yeah.
And then so then people started saying like, Manny is full of it, because people who mess with that and know about performance enhancing drugs knows that you can be on a cycle and cycle off of it.
Yeah.
In terms of testing.
Like what the bicyclist.
Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, Lance Armstrong.
So, you know, it's like all those ins and outs and whatever. And honestly, in my opinion, there's not an athlete in any sport that hasn't had that in their system.
Yeah.
I'm not that gullible, including Floyd.
Yeah.
I'll say it, you know?
Why not?
But Manny refusing that at that time, I mean, for a lot of people, it just didn't
that hold rubs well. Me the
And you know what? You know what he said? He said it's because I'm scared of needles.
Oh, come on.
I mean, needles are scary.
But
they are. I'm afraid of them, too. I was afraid to do the blood drive at first, but I did it.
Carolyn.
And it's not that bad.
He's full of tattoos, though.
Is he?
Oh, my God. That is such bullshit.
See?
Oh, man. You know what's
Carolyn,
funny?
You got to watch this fight.
Okay, like going into this conversation.
I'm going to go on.
Going into this conversation, like I was, I guess, more of a fan of Manny Pacquiao. But now after all of this dialogue, I'm like starting to be on Mayflower's side.
Mayflower. Hey, Mayflower. And that's why people think I'm a fan of Mayflower.
The
I'm just an apologist.
But you know
that's
what, though?
I
do think that Manny has like that happy persona, though.
He's
so
cool.
And we
haven't gotten into the dialogue with Mayflower.
I'm still in the mix,
because he talks some trash.
He talks trash.
Okay, wait.
He burns money.
Oh, I don't like that.
He's like the Kanye of boxing.
Either of them. Who was
he I always
before?
I thought he was the Kanye of boxing, man. That's what Mayflower turned into.
There's domestic violence in his past.
Yeah,
that's
see?
Not good.
Yeah, you know.
That's worse than burning money.
Yeah. So he's just going down the scale.
Yeah, you lose a lot more money with domestic violence.
So what did he beat his wife, girlfriend? What's going on there?
Anybody
and his baby mama? Why not?
What?
I mean, this is everyone.
Come
can
on,
get
man.
Some.
Yeah. Well, if he was not fighting, he has to beat somebody.
Life,
right?
Life is not a fight.
The next
only
challenger
in the ring is a fight.
He needs the next challenger in line. He's
May
like, well, I guess you're in the same
fight.
Ring.
Yeah, exactly. But
so
I mean,
basically, they're equal on those sides too.
So they're both evil people.
These are both they're both equal boxers in and out of the ring.
They're both human. They're both flawed. They're both great at what they do. They both. Are incredible in terms of their training and conditioning.
So what's it going to come down to? What do you think? Who do you think is going to win? Now let's get to that time. Who's going
to
win, Carlos? Not who should win. Who do you want to win?
Wait, so are we doing it from like your personal heart
I'm
versus like your actual brain of like, I really think this is going
to
happen?
No, I forget who do you want to win?
Oh, that's what you're talking about?
I'm talking about who do you want to win?
Like in your heart.
Carolyn, anytime I talk about any sport, it's coming from my brain.
Okay.
Because boxing and being a fan of it, first of all, is stupid. Because it's just not as rewarding as other sports.
Mm-hmm.
Football gives back. Basketball gives back. Boxing, you know, you're out in the trenches in the desert waiting for shit like this to happen. Now, things are getting a lot better. Thanks to people like Floyd who have broken the mold and shown that you don't have to be slaves to promoters and sanctioning bodies and all this other stuff. But, you know, you become a fan of somebody and you feel like they're your personal friend, and then you see them get knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's scary.
It's scary. So you stop, you take your heart off of all of that and just, you know, pick with your brain. Me, honestly, look, on Saturday, if it's decisive, look, Manny can knock Floyd out in the fourth, and I'll be thrilled about it.
The fourth?
Yeah, it you know, if that happens. In 2010 or 9, 11, 2012, you know, when they were both closer to their prime, I would have told you, you could bet your entire farm Floyd will win 10 rounds out of the
tournament. Really?
Yeah, because of what I felt he would do. Which was just the right hand lead and spin Manny. Because the other dynamic of the fight is that Manny is a southpaw. He's left-handed. So, you know, he fights with his right foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
And Floyd is just, you know, traditional boxer, so left, forward. And those two styles, it can make for some interesting things. Sometimes just awkward and weird. Other times,
I always see it as awkward and weird.
It sounds like it could be complicated.
Because there's always like this complicated. There's like it always because like usually with both standard if it's both like standard fights, you know, you could. But when it's like a southpaw, it's always when it's a southpaw, it seems a little awkward.
It's tricky.
That's the first time I've heard of that definition or of southpaw. So basically,
yeah,
that's a left
conventional. Hand. Yeah, so someone who's left-handed. So you know, they have their right in front, and their whole style is just awkward, and all the punches are coming from angles that you're not used to.
Yeah, you can't really predict that.
Think about getting your driver's license here in the States and then driving in
the opposite side of the road
in the UK
with your other side of your other foot on the
that type of thing.
Oh man!
Now you're in your passenger seat and like, what are you doing? You can't turn on right. It's like what? What the fuck? What do you mean?
Yeah,
you're not prepared for that.
Can we
because your way of thinking is
exactly
right-handed.
Can we go back to the blood thing? I have one other So basically, the fight that's the Saturday. What did they decide on? Did they do blood tests?
Everything that was proposed before, everything is occurring now. Which
so there is an Olympic blood test.
Yeah, there's an Olympic blood test.
I love that. Why does it make it so Olympic?
No,
what is it so Olympic?
Because of the random check-ins.
But like, how is that an Olympic thing?
I guess because
that's what they do in Olympics.
That's what they do in Olympics. They try to get you at a moment.
I want to use the word Olympic and more the word Olympic. Like, this is an Olympic level, you know, whatever.
I'm about to have Olympic cereal when I get home.
Nice. Wheaties.
Some Wheaties.
Wheaties. Boom. Yeah.
Bullseye.
But to me, the blood thing is interesting,
but this
though,
is a good segue
into
these little notes there.
Oh, that's right. You brought the notes.
So that it
wouldn't
just be bullshit.
I love how they are on, like, little note cards.
Some bullshit opinions.
Now, are you more prepared for this podcast than you ever were, like, in high school? You actually have note cards and everything. You're like, I was actually more prepared in high school.
I think so.
That's good.
You wrote a lot of note cards, though, man. It's a lot of stuff. We're going to make enough time for you to go through all of those.
What I did.
Let's go through vocabulary.
It was some interesting shit because they were, like, everyone was clamoring for the fight in 2010.
Yeah.
That's when it was just undoubted. Floyd is up here. And this guy, Manny Pacquiao, he's the guy that will beat him.
Because that's how it should feel. You're like, okay, what? Because everyone's doing fights.
Exactly.
So you're just like, okay, who's the next one? Next one. Okay, these guys
should
go.
And everyone was more exciting. So thank you to the amazing Cliff Rold at BoxingScene.com. This dude is pretty cool. And he did something amazing, which was track both of their careers ever since they won a title.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm just kind of hopping in on 2010. So shout out to Cliff Rold for that. And then I want to mention Patrick Connor, too, from Queensberry Rules. They're pretty dope. Read their articles if you have any type of interest in boxing, because that's where it's at. So they offer the 50-50, and Pacquiao's camp, for whatever reason, says no to the blood testing. All right? So that from there, March 10th, 2010, Pacquiao fights the guy I mentioned, Joshua Clowdy. And he does have smart business managers, because what they did, since, you know, that super fight didn't come about, they had to make some type of
event.
And what they did was the first event at the new fucking Jerry Jones stadium, the Dallas Cowboys stadium.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Was this fight.
And I was like, wait a minute, they're actually playing. They're fighting at that one. That's a massive place.
And they stuffed more than 50,000 people in there.
Nice.
I mean, that was a really good
because they got that big screen above them too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that part of the problem with Mayweather Pacquiao is them always wanting to prove that we don't need Mayweather.
Yeah.
I think that had a lot to do with
it. To bring heads to
bring heads, exactly. It's like, we're marketable, we don't need you. But it's like, but you are the two best. This is what people want to see.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they fight at the new stadium.
Basically ego is what
ego. Pacquiao wins a 12-round decision, and he did 700,000 pay-per-view sales. And the reason I mentioned that is because that was another big contention type of thing. People like Pacquiao more. No one wants to see you because you're boring.
Yeah, and that same year, Brock Lesnar brought in over $1 million on UFC.
Hell yeah, which was dope. And you know, the first time we talked, I think that was mentioned, the UFC is such a lovely business model. I can't wait till boxing has that.
Yeah.
You know, it would be great. Damn, I wish it was tomorrow.
Is that King guy still alive with the crazy hair?
Don King, he's alive. But he's not.
I haven't heard
active.
About him in a long time.
Yeah, and you know, which is healthy for the sport. Now Bob Arum needs to kind of just, you know, retire, get out of there. It just needs fresh. Keep freshness.
It, he wants it clean now. That's why I heard what they said, that Manny Pacquiao brought like the honor back into the sport.
I mean, okay.
If that's what they say.
Just with like the overall persona of everything, you know, it's like, okay, you know, now people.
That's what they said in a Filipino soap opera. Yeah. I'm kidding. Pacquiao's dope. Pacquiao is a throwback fighter. And, you know, I don't dislike Pacquiao at all. You know,
praise be the Lord.
But, you know, it's Mayweather's easy to hate and Pacquiao's easy to love. And then there's people
that's
like
that's
you
perfect.
Who try to
I like
balance.
The way
that's
you
perfect,
put
though.
That.
To me, that's perfect.
Yeah.
You know what? I would not want to see a fight where both of them are likable.
I hear you, but
I need that extra, like, to me, I need
those
that.
Fights turn into wars and you're like, damn, these two good guys are.
But then see in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, then they just hug afterwards and like, okay, well, that was fun. Yeah. You know what I mean?
All right. So two months later, May 2nd, 2010, Mayweather fights Shane Mosley. All right. Mosley going into that fight, he had just destroyed this guy named Antonio Margarito, and Mosley went in there and agreed to do the Olympic testing. So that was like kind of media, whatever. They both, Mayweather and Mosley, did Olympic style testing. Mosley in that fight almost knocks Mayweather out. Like in the second round, he caught him with the right hand that buckled him, and then another right hand that really almost had him out. But then the way Mayweather responded was a big deal, because round three, he walks him down. And the rest of the fight, he's just like walking him down.
Yeah.
Had Mosley like, you know, gasping for air.
Walking him down. What does that mean?
Like, did you ever see Million Dollar Baby?
Yeah.
No?
I haven't seen it.
I saw it.
The Clint Eastwood movie, the female boxer. Hillary Swank. There was a part in that movie. And I can't remember the exact dialogue, but he was like, boxing is backwards. If you're hurt by something, you go towards the pain. Because if you back away from it, it's going to come again even more so. Mm-hmm. And when you swing with your right, you put your weight on your left. It's just a world of opposites. So being that he was, you know, really hurt and swayed and like was hanging on to dear life, he was hanging on to him to not fall. And respond by walking him down, he was pressing the action.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess the best defense is offense.
Yeah.
So he walked down the bigger guy and had him, like, you know, breathing with his mouth open two rounds later, and hurt him really bad later in the fight. And probably could have closed the show, but he wisely, well, some people say he's a bitch for that, but he wisely just didn't keep going, just think, you know, to not give him a chance to do a Hail Mary type of shot or something. But a boxing fan will say, damn, he responded, he adjusted.
Yeah.
And that's the key thing that gives Mayweather an advantage over Pacquiao. Because Pacquiao fights hard, and if it goes wrong, we'll fight harder.
Yeah.
But not a mental adjustment. So I think that's a key thing that differentiates the two.
And the audience just wants blood.
Yeah.
So when they don't get blood, they're...
But see, that's what's interesting about Mayweather, right? Because that fight, after almost being knocked out in the second round, Mayweather won that fight 11 rounds to 1. Mosley is a future Hall of Famer. Like, he's no pushover. And that sold 1.4 million.
What? Pay-per-view buys?
Yes.
1.4?
Boring Mayweather. And it was an action fight. That was an action fight. So then, later on that year, November, Pacquiao fights Margarito in what was an absolute war. Margarito was bigger and a Mexican, so you know what that means. Mexicans only fight one way.
Yeah.
They don't have reverse.
They're just straight at you.
Just straight at you, throwing punches.
Yeah.
And he was bigger. Because
like when you eat a burrito, it's just straight at you in your stomach. Yeah. It hits you like a brick.
And they'll take that beating.
Oh, yo, Margarito. Look, this fight was a war. And Margarito got his ass kicked. his ass kicked. Like, I felt bad for this guy. I think he had a surgery on his right eye socket. Oh. Like, he took an ass whoop.
It always makes me like nervous when their face gets all like swollen up, and like it happens so quick, and then around their eye especially, I'm always just like,
I mean,
do a little cringe because I'm like,
some of those men in their corners, those cut men, those, they actually perform medical miracles, and people don't realize it. I mean, you'll have like a big gash like that, and under a minute, it's like the bleeding stops.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Like, and you
what do they put on that Vaseline or whatever and all that too? And
it almost looks like that's all they have. They got Vaseline and Q-tips.
Vaseline and three Q-tips. It's like, how the fuck did you do that?
And that like steel thing they that have they press
MacGyver
down.
In the corner.
What is that? What is the steel
it's
thing?
It's like a cold compress type of thing.
Yeah, I always see that.
Swelling.
I always see that all the time.
Yeah.
And they're like yelling at him.
All right, so that fight, he whoops his ass. Let me see.
They're like a pit crew in NASCAR.
It is.
Like,
that's exactly what it is. Let me see. And then, who cares? Okay, so 1.1 million pay-per-view sold on that one. May 7th, 2011, Pacquiao fought Mosley, who Mayweather had fought. Pacquiao was faster, knocked him down in the third. And then Mosley looked like he was almost out, and Pacquiao did stuff that everyone criticized him for. It looked like he felt sorry for him.
He gave him mercy?
He gave him mercy, and he kind of just sparred him. They were just, like, exercising.
So twice, this is what...
It's a pay-per-view.
So
like,
twice,
knock
this,
him
is,
out.
This is what happens to Mosley twice in a row?
Yeah.
People having mercy on him?
Granted, he's, like, 38 here.
Oh, so they're just like, oh, well, that's... He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Respect.
Like, they felt bad. But it's like, after everything they would do, they would touch gloves, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look, hug, touch, touch. It's like, stop touching gloves and, like, get them out of there.
Yeah. That's what people want, blood.
Exactly.
I don't think I could be a boxer, though, because then, like, I wouldn't want to knock someone out. I don't feel like I could.
Then why are you a boxer at all?
I'm just saying, like, I don't think I could, like, go through with it, you know, to be like.
You're like, you get in the ring, you're like, why am I even, like, I know I'm the best in the world, but why do I?
Knock them out, man. And, like, buy their kids toys or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's all later. Part of the sport, you know, you got to know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
Why even fight?
I'm just saying.
You're like, I went through all this training.
I mean, maybe
feel
like
because
Manny felt bad, so it was just like
he felt bad, and that's and you know
maybe that shows he has a heart. You know, he does seem like a nice guy, but
yeah, he's a great guy. I mean, and there was dialogue too.
Guy.
It was like, what's up with his killer instinct? Like, you know, maybe he should retire. He was getting involved with politics and all that stuff. It's just like he should just do
getting
that.
Getting to be too, you're getting sophomores.
He's getting soft. That's what a lot of people were saying. So that fight did 1.2 million. So, okay, Manny's like in discussion of. Then, okay, September 2011, Mayweather versus Ortiz. And that was a fight a lot of people remember. Ortiz going into that fight was 5-0.
Was he dating Jenna Jameson, or do they have a kid together or something?
No,
like
that's a UFC fighter.
That's a UFC fighter.
I got confused with Ortiz. Yeah. His name sounds the same.
Well, it is the same.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The last name is the
okay,
same.
Never mind. Wrong guy.
So, earlier in that year, Ortiz was in the fight of the year, which is why he got the fight with Mayweather. Also, he's a southpaw, too. So, I think Mayweather started, you know, he thinks ahead, so he gets
he's
the
like
feel.
Testing it out.
Exactly. Mm. So,
that's smart.
What happened in that fight was as soon as the bell rang, Mayweather, his right-hand lead. Like, that fight should be called the right-hand lead of Mayweather fight. That's all that happened. And then he was elusive as shit. Ortiz could not ever find him. You know, so all he was doing was eating strong right hands and missing. So he got frustrated rather quickly. I think it was like round four. Who cares when it was, but he leapt off of his feet and headbutted Mayweather
what?
In the face.
What?
Is that part of the boxing
that's
rules?
Very illegal.
Oh.
This is not MMA.
Yeah, that's a blatant foul.
Oh, okay. So that's like biting someone's ear off.
Akin to that.
Okay.
So Mayweather just looks at the ref, Joe Cortez, and like is pissed because now he's bleeding inside of his mouth.
Yeah.
Joe Cortez separates them. Victor Ortiz is like, I'm sorry, goes up and kisses Mayweather on the cheek.
What?
Kisses him on the cheek.
Is that illegal too?
That is just fucking stupid. So everyone who got this pay-per-view was like, what the hell is
what
know,
are we
going on?
What are we watching?
What is this? And Joe Cortez is now taking a point, right? And you know how they face every
because
side
the kiss?
Of the No, because of the head.
Okay, I was going to look at this. Wait. One more point off of that.
While he's taking the point away, Victor Ortiz is touching gloves again with Mayweather. All right, so this is like two I'm sorry's. Then the ref, Cortez, like motions them to fight again. He's like, okay, time in. Because, you know, you stop the time to take the point. He's like, time in, fight. And he steps away. Ortiz goes back in and like hugs him.
Ugh.
And Mayweather unleashes a fucking left hook from hell and a right that knocks him out. He didn't beat the... All the Pacquiao fans were like, fuck Mayweather. He's such a cheater. He's so dirty. And it's like, it wasn't the cleanest thing. But like what I saw was Ortiz not wanting to be there anymore.
Yeah.
Like he was done. Like mentally, like... The leaping headbutt. I mean, a headbutt is one thing, but it's like
you. But that's a desperation move.
Desperation. So that's what I saw. But you know, people are just, you know, that was fuel to the fire. No one wants to talk about what led up to hitting someone with their hands down. But that's what led up to it. So that's fight. Let me see.
It's well, also like to me, your hands are down. Protect yourself at all times.
At all times. But you're the only Filipino I know who would say that.
But, isn't that, but that's what he said. That's the rules at the beginning.
That's the rules. That's the rules. But it was Mayweather who did this. So, you know.
That's all right.
Screw Mayweather. 1.25 million sold pay-per-views on that one. Then the next fight was Pacquiao versus Juan Manuel Marquez. The third fight that they had.
Yeah.
It was an even fight early in the middle rounds. I felt that it was starting to go to Pacquiao because he was outworking him.
Was this the one at the fourth? It goes down at the fourth? I forgot. I forget. All the Mexicans are starting to bleed the same after a while.
No, you're talking about the fourth Juan Manuel Marquez.
Oh, okay, okay.
The Mexicools.
This fight they gave to Pacquiao, but this is the one that a lot of people disagreed and felt that Marquez should have won that.
It's decision?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Pacquiao won the decision. And that was...
By popularity.
To date, Pacquiao's biggest fight ever. That one sold 1.4 million pay-per-views. So then the talk started again that, you know, maybe... It should be 50-50.
Now name values are equaling out.
Name values are equal. Like, that's what they were determining on what should be 50-50 or
not. It's funny because it's like they're already trying to put this match together, and they're just trying to match name value. You know?
Yeah. And it's like it shouldn't...
Assuming that they're already going to win their next matches.
Which is what I like about any sport that has a league, you know?
Yeah.
I've always said that that's what boxing is missing. UFC is just like... You earn and fight your way to the top.
And UFC is its own league.
Exactly.
You know, it's not like, though that's how strong UFC's branding is that they are MMA, but it's still just its
own
league.
Now they have like UFC gyms.
Yeah. But also, I mean, you have
to. You want to join one?
Maybe.
I know, right?
But you know, like UFC is like its own. UFC is like a WWE pretty much, but there's other federations out there too.
Exactly. All right. I'll burn through the rest. Because it's. All right, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayweather, that's what boxing fans call that day.
I like that.
Because he always
start
fights.
Calling it that.
Cinco de Mayflower. 2012, Mayweather fights Cotto. And that was Mayweather's toughest fight, like in a long ass time. Even his father got concerned. And this is where a lot of people were like, Mayweather seriously slipping.
Wait, when was the last fight?
12.
2012.
No. That wasn't his last fight, but that was the fight that the tide started turning on. People saying, okay, Father Time is catching up with Mayweather. It was a really physical fight. He got a bloody nose in the fourth, which never happens, ever, with Mayweather.
So that means he was taking some hits.
He was taking some hits, but it was pretty cool to see him have trouble because you saw things out of him that you don't always see because he was just as physical and he hurt Cotto bad with the uppercut that he unleashed from hell. Like, he could throw all those shots and almost knocked him out in the 12th, but did it. And that sold 1.5 million. And then Pacquiao.
1.5 million?
1.5 million pay per views. It's money Mayweather. It's like people.
That's some major money.
Pay to see him win or lose, but people pay. You know what I'm saying? And then Pacquiao fought Bradley and he was robbed. I'm not going to get it too far into it, but. A lot of people felt that he was robbed against Bradley to make up for robbing Marquez earlier.
Oh, okay.
That's what a lot of people think.
Pretty political.
Yeah, boxing is political like that. It sucks. But
that's why you need to knock him out.
That's why you should knock him out.
Because that's a, you know.
Prove your powerhouse.
So that fight did 890,000 pay-per-views, which would be great if we were speaking about anything else.
But also, it's like it shows that, like, at that point, Pacquiao... by himself, his own brand couldn't get over the 1 million.
Exactly. You know? I mean,
but who's Bradley?
Well, the guy who robbed him of a victory.
But that's the thing. It's like even that's even worse. You know what I mean? It's not even like a big name can come and rob him.
Bradley is. Brad's like one of those names.
That's a dog's name.
That's always like.
I do see a golden retriever.
Yeah, yeah. It's always like the boyfriend in like those Lichtenstein paintings. That's like, help me, Brad. I'm drowning.
Help me, Bradley. Bradley Cooper's listening.
Kiss me, Brad.
And now we get to the fight you were talking about. Pacquiao versus Juan Manuel Marquez for December of 2012, December 8th. That was a fight of the year. Marquez named fight of the year, obviously, because like he knocked Pacquiao out. The ref could have counted to 100, and Pacquiao wasn't going to move.
Boom.
So that's probably just what made it clear. You are the B-side. You will not get 50-50. Of the pot, of the pay-per-view, of the gate, of nothing.
Anytime you go down, your price goes down.
That kind of decided it. And then since then, let me see, Pacquiao has won 3 times, all unanimous decisions. Rios, Bradley, he got his revenge, you know, beat him by decision. And then the most recent one was in November versus Chris Algieri. Mayweather fought 4 times and won 4 times. Who was it? Robert Guerrero, Canelo, and then last year he fought twice, Maidana 2 times. So since the breakdown in 2010, those are the fights up until now. Again, thank you to Cliff Rose for that.
I'm so surprised that you wrote that all by hand too.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's how you memorize.
That is how you memorize, and that was my secret. And
I like that too. That's how college. Like I run with drawing too. That you can
hell yeah.
You draw from real life. True so that. You're saying. Unanimously, who are you saying?
Okay, so what I think is going to happen on Saturday is a split decision to Mayweather. That's what I think is going to happen.
So 12-round split?
Yeah, like one judge will give it to Pacquiao and two will give it to Mayweather, I think. Or it's like Mayweather's prime and ready to be robbed. Like it's not happened. It hasn't happened to him as a professional.
Yeah.
It happens to all of them, especially in Vegas.
So it has to happen.
I think
when the bets go down.
I think the bell's going to ring and Pacquiao's going to just, you know, come out at a blistering pace. And I think that, you know, going into the 5th, 6 rounds, people are going to be like, man, Pacquiao's won like 3 rounds clearly. And you know what I'm saying? I think Mayweather's going to do the adjustments that he always makes. And he just better hope to win enough to, you know, to not have a judge be like, I've waited for the day to do this, you bastard.
I've waited my lifetime.
I've waited patiently.
I've waited since the Olympics to put you down.
I think Mayweather is going to win 7 or 8 rounds. He's going to win.
If it goes to decision. That's always the scary part for me. Whenever it goes to decision,
it sucks.
I'm like, anything can happen. Like money can exchange hands at this point.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. But it's like that. That's the thing. It's like Mayweather. You know, he Pacquiao needs to be Pacquiao. He has to go outwork. You know, outdo. He has like probably the fastest feet in boxing. People are always surprised by how quick he closes distance.
Yeah.
And then since he's here, you know, you're just not expecting... You saw him over there, so you're not expecting... He's short. You're not expecting his punch to get to you that quick.
Yeah.
But his lateral movement is, like, the best.
Yeah.
Like all time, I think, almost, you know? And he's strong as hell. With Freddie Roach, he now has a deadly right hook. The straight left is, you know... We used to talk about that always.
Yeah.
And... It combines to just a dangerous opponent, you know, for anybody. So he has to beat Manny Pacquiao, throw a lot of punches.
This is the one thing, like, I know there's already, you don't even need to hype this. The world is already going to watch this fight. But when I watched the press conference and all, like, the red carpet, I actually watched that online, like, live when it happened. I just happened to be on the computer editing. I was like, okay, I might as well put this up there. And I thought they were going to go all out.
Nah.
And I'm just like, and when they go out there, you know, Manny Pacquiao comes out with a suit and Floyd's on his suit. And I just got to say, man, comparing it to pro wrestling, those guys, the promoters, they still can't talk as well. The most fire was from Freddie Roach, and he was the most underdressed out of all of them.
I mean, it's funny. It's so subdued.
Yeah,
it's,
it was so subdued.
I mean, it's like when Mayweather fought Ortiz. It's like he choked him. He was choking, you know. He had him by the throat, like all the shit that they talked to each other. It was insane. And in this fight, it's just completely subdued.
Yeah, and like Manny comes out there and is like, first I want to say... God is good.
And that's, my
family.
Thank you like to all the Filipino people.
The Filipino people and Jesus is great and I will win. Yeah. And I'm like, what? That's it? Everyone's gonna wait eight years to hear.
And then Floyd probably uttered something.
Floyd was like, the thing about.
No. He says, first of all, I wanna.
First, and he talked about his first loss. He's like, you know, when you have your first loss. You think about that, and then, you know, then saying like, oh, he hasn't lost yet, so it's always in his head. But still,
my watch is shining. Hard work and dedication and drink your milk.
Hustle. I need to hustle.
Stay in school.
And I'm like, what? This is, you know what I mean?
Life lessons.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's super subdued, and I hope that means that it's being saved for the second.
Yeah, there's just going to be freaking fire.
Then there's the whole chance that this fight will completely fucking suck.
I mean, money is already being made no matter what. You know, no one really has to, like, to me, of course it's gonna sound wrong for me to say I want Manny Pacquiao to win, but of course.
Why?
But of course I do, you know what I mean? I've been following him, and it wasn't a Filipino thing, it was a dominant thing.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, okay, well, for one thing, I was always like, his name is the Filipino Destroyer before they called him Pac-Man. You know what I mean? That's like, I was like, he's the Destroyer. Yeah. That is a badass name.
Then he was called the Mexican Assassin.
Then the Mexican, I'm like, okay, these are good hype names. You know what I mean? I'm okay with that.
The weight divisions he went through, there was like a trifecta or four or five or six Mexicans that had held those titles forever. He ran through.
He's just like. They're mine now.
Yeah.
So I was okay. But like, so it's obvious.
Own it, man.
I'm gonna go.
I think it's awesome.
I'm gonna go with Manny Pacquiao, but I don't want it to go. I personally don't want it to go to decision.
Yeah, you don't.
Because, you know, you wait all this time, but I like, as an audience, I also don't want it to be quick. I want to see some slugfest happen.
Look, this is an event. It's not even you know,
it's like a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
see some commercials here.
It's an event. You're gonna have some good food that day. The good conversations. You're gonna just be in an environment with loved ones or friends you haven't seen in a while. It can end in 30 seconds and you'll still have each other in the night. It's all good.
I don't even know if there's an undercard.
There is.
The problem is.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone's going to ignore that. I mean, it's just, you do want it to end prior to the 12th, and you don't want Manny to think too much. That's when he's always run into trouble.
Yeah.
His losses are when he's in with someone who's making him think.
I would like this to at least go to 10. I'd like 10 is a good round number.
And you know what? They both have the chin for that.
Yeah.
Which is something that people don't mention when they talk about Floyd. He look, those two bombs he took from Mosley, man, that opened my eyes to him. And then the way he responded to it.
Yeah.
That you know, that was pretty impressive stuff. And then when Manny got his lights turned off by Marquez, it's like what happened in that sixth round was it was the 10-second thing that they do, that clap or whatever, so that you know the round's about to end. And then Pacquiao did three shoulder feints, you know, like when you see kids in high school doing that. You know, he did three different shoulder feints, and on the third one, Marquez was backing
his
way.
He's like, this ain't high school.
Yeah, he was backing his way into the corner the whole time, and at the third one, he just timed him with the right hand. And it's like, that's what happens with Pacquiao when he's thinking too much. Because he was emulating what Marquez was doing.
Yeah.
Because earlier in that same fight, Marquez knocked him down. He fainted left to the body, and Pacquiao dropped his guard to brace for the hit. And he threw this looping overhand right that just hit him on the button. And, you know, Pacquiao got knocked down and stood up, you know, right away. But it hurt him. So then he was just thinking too much
in his head.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And
that's
like
what happens, man.
People get him into trouble with that.
And that's a human thing too. You know what I mean? When
it
you
is.
Start because when you get too much in your head, those are doubts.
Exactly.
Usually they're doubts. I mean, if you have too many voices in your head, you don't know what the
right here. Enter Mayweather. Enter Mayflower. You know who is just like he's the type that he's gonna change the pace, and sometimes he's just gonna touch you, and then other times he's gonna put mustard on it, punch harder, speed up, slow down.
So it'll be interesting to see who's actually gonna control this fight.
Exactly.
I think it's just gonna be a good match because you have like the top two guys and their dynamics, and they seem like kind of opposites in a way. And
yeah.
Who do you think is gonna win, Carolyn?
You know what? I actually can't pick because it's so stupid. Like,
well, who do you want to win?
I don't know actually because like I was all about Mayflower until I heard he beats his girlfriend. Or
but that's
wife
good.
Or
that's
whatever.
Practice for the ring, though.
I don't know. I mean, like, get a boxing bag or something.
Get a boxing bag.
Put his wife.
But that's not
picture
a
on
that's
there.
Not a moving. That's not a moving target.
I mean, that's true. That's why you work out with a trainer or whatever you need to do. You know, like. I just don't think you should be beating up on somebody who's not in the ring.
Never.
Especially somebody that you know, supposedly love, so that's not good, but
boxers
know.
Always have that problem.
I know I'm
they
like
do.
What is up with that?
I that's think it, you know what I think it is? I think it's like I'm not trying to make an excuse for it, but I think it's like their mentality. They're just really snappy people who will, you know, if they get boiled up enough, like their blood's boiling and they're, you know, they fight over whatever, who opened up the Wheaties box first, you know, like, I mean, who knows what makes them snap, but like they will just punch out their wife or girlfriend and they're like out of the moment, you know, like they just know by instinct that they're like fighters. That's what they know how to do. So I think that that's part of it. But, I still don't think it's right. But after hearing that, I'm like, I know I shouldn't judge on that because that's, like, not gonna affect what actually happens in the ring, but it pisses me off because it's like, I do kind of judge people by the work that they do outside of their actual work.
Makes you wonder if Ronda Rousey, like, Ronda Rousey beats up her boyfriend or something like that.
She's like, she'll just, like, twist their arm and be like,
I haven't seen that story yet. Like, oh, like the reverse of domestic violence of the female beating up the guy.
Oh, it happens though. There are women that beat up their husbands. I've heard about it.
Well, that's the excuse that the guy domestic violence. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, I just like I know I shouldn't judge like him as a boxer based on that. And same thing with Manny. I shouldn't judge like
his
non-tax evasion. Like,
because that's you know, like, yeah, which is worse here?
I mean, like, probably beating someone up is worse because it's actually physically hurting someone. But like the tax evasion is also like a pretty bad crime. So I don't know. It's pretty bad.
But,
like,
but here's the thing: no one wants to pay taxes.
Yeah, but I understand. Like, like no one does. But at the same time, I'm like, well, I do need like roads paved, fix That's, these potholes, and that, you know what I mean. Like, somebody's got to pay for that, or the fire department.
He's taking a stand for the little people.
But if you make that much money, you know,
he's giving. What if he's
I'm
like
just
all
saying,
the taxes?
I think it's wrong.
What if he's saying all the taxes I'm supposed to be paying, I'm giving it to the people?
Is he really?
No, but what if he says that?
But he doesn't.
He probably says
What's
it
he
in Tagalog.
Saving his money for? I don't know. I'm just saying that, like, I guess their personal lives does bother me a little bit, but ultimately, like, I just hope to actually just have a good fight, too, because I don't want it to be short either. Like, I don't want it to
get
you
your
know,
money's
you,
worth.
You put
man.
Like so yeah. much effort into like watching it and hyping it up, you know, for the past few months, and it's just like,
oh, you know,
you don't want it to just end in 5 minutes or something.
You want enough time for like when you're with a group of people. Watching the fight at Hooters or at your place, Carlos.
I just want to build
people,
suspense.
But you want enough time for people to be like, oh, like you want to Excited, have them man. Go through the emotion, like, oh, it was so close. Oh, then, oh, get up. You want him to go through that whole entire range, like the Rocky movie, like they're watching a Rocky movie.
Yeah.
That's what they want. Carlos, thanks for being on the show, man.
Thank you guys, man. This was great.
We gave you that extra 12 rounds to say everything that you need to say.
Ding, ding, ding.
Where can people find you? Are we promoting you on social media? Are you still doing that talk where you do the selfie and you tell people what's going on? Remember that?
No promoting right now. Right. No. I'm happy to be here in the studio. Hope to be back soon.
Awesome, yeah. Man. Well, thanks for being here. Well, everyone, that's the end of the show. The show is brought to you by Stray Productions. Check them out at strayproductions.com. Check out my work, JoeCarabello.com, also one-shots.com. Also, go to SoundCloud and do a slash. Put Mr. Hyphen Bandit.com. Check out my music. Also, check out Carolyn's work at curls-studio.com. Put a slash on it. Curls. Check out Curls every week. What else we got, Carolyn?
Again, you can join us this Saturday, May 2nd, same date as the fight.
What time?
For free comic book day. I don't know what time, but basically, I guess whenever they're open.
Whenever they open.
I got you.
10 o'clock.
Is that?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
Be there at 10.
I want some comic books.
There you go.
That's in Fairfax?
Yeah, Fairfax.
University Mall.
University Mall.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, there's a comic book shop there. It's apparently retitled to The Amazing Comic Shop, which is formerly Laughing Ogre, but then they also have a sign out there that says Phoenix Comics for the past decade. So yeah. Either way.
Just to make sure you don't know where it is.
Yeah, it's the comic store in University Mall, Fairfax, Virginia. Joe and I will be there, and we hope to see you there this Saturday for Free Comic Book Day. And if you're not in the area, you can always look up your own comic book store if you're listening from wherever and find out where you can go, because it's a nationwide event in all of North America.
Nice.
Good day to celebrate.
Day of
Fighting
fight.
Day. The day of fights.
Well, thanks, Carlos. I hope you had a good time, sir.
Awesome. Love seeing you guys.
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day. And there you go, everyone. Carolyn Joe Show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Be excellent to each other. Have a good day, night.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.